Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
It's been too long since we did Big Bob Loz's Street Beat.
I would argue it hasn't been long enough.
That's savage, because there's important information out there. I speak the streets and I have a responsibility as a broadcaster and a journalist to get the news out to the public.
Well, look, I've been away for a week, so there's a tiny chance that maybe you're going to shock me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're not speaking to the people on the ground.
No.
You in your ivory tower going on holidays, that sort of thing.
Hardly.
We've talked a bit about, and it's quite well known, that Barry occasionally has a smell that we believe to do with agriculture, right?
The wineries, yeah.
Talk about it. We know the smell. We recognise it. What if I were to tell you, and this is the street beat, what if I were to tell you there's also a smell in Renmark? If you go to the wastewater treatment lagoon, it's a bit pongy at the moment. Going there for the footy, driving past it on Paringa Street.
Yeah.
Smelling Renmark.
It's going to be, though, isn't it? It's the wastewater treatment section.
Oh, it's just not getting enough attention. Can I offer an alternate theory?
Yeah.
Opposite the dog park.
Yeah.
Could be lots of dog poos.
It's probably not.
So I haven't got to the bottom of that, but I think either one is the culprit. And bottom line is there is a smell in Renmark too. It's not just a berry thing. Get off your high horse.
Wow. I mean, I was driving through Renmark yesterday for the first time in over a week. There's a whole new store opening up on the main drag. You didn't go with that one, though.
What's the store?
I don't really know what it's supposed to be yet. It's looking very new.
You call yourself a street beater, Brooke?
So do you. I think we're all in it together.